Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio spent two productive days in Panama, the initial stop on a trip to several Central American countries. The focus of Secretary Rubio's visit to Panama was twofold: the danger to U.S. national security because of Chinese influence over the Panama Canal, and continuing cooperation between Panama and the United States in the area of illegal immigration. In recent weeks, President Donald Trump raised the issue of the threat to U.S. national security because of China's ability to control operations of the canal in violation of the treaty between the United States and Panama. In a readout of the meeting between Secretary Rubio and Panamanian President José Raúl Moreno, State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce said Secretary Rubio made clear that the status quo regarding the Panama Canal is unacceptable and that absent immediate changes, it would require the United States to take measures necessary to protect its rights under the treaty. She also noted that Secretary Rubio emphasized the importance of collaborative efforts to end the hemisphere's illegal migration crisis and thanked President Moreno for his support of a joint repatriation program. After the meeting, Panamanian President Moreno announced that Panama would not be renewing its participation in China's global infrastructure plan and would seek to end its involvement early. Secretary Rubio hailed the decision, posting the next day on X, "Yesterday's announcement by President José Raúl Moreno that Panama will allow its participation in the Chinese Communist Party's Belt and Road Initiative to expire is a great step forward for U.S.-Panama relations, a free Panama Canal, and another example of the President of the United States' leadership to protect our national security and deliver prosperity for the American people." Highlighting the issue of illegal migration, Secretary Rubio witnessed a flight that took off from Panama to return 43 illegal migrants to Colombia. The flight was part of a program agreed to by the U.S. and Panama in July. "This is an effective way to stem the flow of illegal migration, which is destructive and destabilizing," said Secretary Rubio, "and it would have been impossible to do without the strong partners we have here with our friends and allies in Panama." Writing in the Wall Street Journal before his trip, Secretary Rubio said, "The United States will extend our hand to all nations of goodwill in the confident expectation that they will recognize what we can do together." Panama has grasped that extended hand.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.